All week, AM has been on the road looking at the state of Australia's manufacturing sector. No one doubts manufacturing is in decline. The question is it terminal? In what form is it going to survive? No one's betting on the car industry thriving, so what does the future hold? Is there space for old-style manufacturing? We're broadcasting this morning from the Jubilee Spring Company at Urimba on the New South Wales Central Coast. Spring making may seem like old-fashioned manufacturing, but like many of the businesses we've heard from this week, to survive and be a success, they've had to adapt and innovate. This company employs 35 full-time workers. On the factory floor, a series of different machines twist and turn coil and cut wire of every size and type into remarkable shapes. John Guest, the co-owner and general manager of Jubilee Springs, learnt all there is to know about springs from the ground up. He was not quite 15 when he had to leave school after his father, the founder of the company, suddenly died.
I had to learn the right way, and I worked right from the start of the place, sweeping the floors right through the company.
What sort of springs do you make here?
We do everything from components for cochlear ear implants, heart pacemakers, right through to mining equipment, bulldozing equipment, sewer equipment, aviation equipment.
You've even got mouse traps over there.
Yes, the government came to us and said that Woolworths and Coles were having problems getting a supply of mouse traps, so we redesigned the mouse trap ourselves and we turned it into a recyclable mouse trap, and we probably sell between 1 and 2 million of those mouse traps, totally Australian made.
John, tell me a little bit more about those most unusual springs that you've made.
Well, you know, we can have a flat bit of phosphor bronze material that works and activates as a spring. As I've got in my hand, you'll see this is a little part we do for cochlear, and it's a little part that's a flat part, and it works in their battery terminals.
When you've got springs so small as that, and then you've got the big, very big springs that go into mining equipment, how can you gear up to accommodate all that?
You have to diversify. If you don't diversify in this industry, you'll never survive. You have to do anything that's thrown at you. We have big equipment down there to coil big springs, and we have very small equipment down there to coil small springs. And I think the biggest problem with a lot of companies today is they've stayed on one line, one market, and if that market drops away at all, they're finished.
Tell me a little bit about your workforce. How many people you got?
We have quite a young base, but we've had an older base that are coming through retiring now. So a couple of years ago, we made a decision to bring on quite a lot of young people in, and we've doubled them up with our older staff so they can retrain, and we've had a couple of apprentices. And as a family business, you've got to try and look to the future.
I get the impression at the Jubilee Spring Company, personnel, the people are very important.
Look, everybody in the place, when new products come around, we all have think tanks on things that we want to do, that we have to do. We ask everybody's opinion. Everybody, all our toolmakers we have here, our people say, look, we can do this better, or we can do that better, or this isn't the way to go. You've got to be prepared to listen. You've got to work together. It's such a hard market to be in now. 10 years ago, you would have had 60 spring companies in Australia. Today, you're lucky if you've got 6 to 8 major ones around Australia. You can't afford to not listen to people, even your younger people, you know. So they're always suggesting, oh, you should look at this, you should look at that. Hence why we reinvented the mousetrap at one stage. Who would ever think to reinvent a mousetrap? People laughed at me.
The machinations of manufacturing springs. John Guest, the boss of Jubilee Springs, speaking to us there.